Welcome to Tampa Bay FM's Synergy Connection, where life as you currently live it can be transformed into the life you've always dreamed of. Understanding your synergistic connections is the pathway to your emotional, physical, spiritual, and mental wellness. Let's begin connecting the dots. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the Synergy Connection Show. Paul Levin joins us again today to discuss health and wellness. But before we begin the show, I want to remind everyone that this show is partially sponsored by Boomer Products out of St. Petersburg, Florida. Wellness has one of its components of being responsible with your health. And everyone who wants to be healthy needs to take this responsibility. That means exercising, maybe de-stressing. I've talked about the inner balance device in the past. Good sleep habits and nutrition. And they all play a major role in whether we're walking down that healthy road or not. So using the Boomer products will go a long way to keep you healthy. So if you go to their website, which is www.boomerboost.com, that's BOOMERBOOST.com, they have so many different products that they're offering to help us stay healthy. There's videos there, there's blogs, and they certainly explain how to use their products and what their products are going to do for you. I know I use them, and I've seen a huge difference in how I feel. So since wellness is our topic for today, welcome back, Paul. And please share a little bit about how people can find you and how you can make someone's life much healthier than it currently is.
Well, thank you, Lucy. It's wonderful to be back here with you. People can find me at my website, which is ideserveaperfectlife.com. ideserveaperfectlife.com, and you certainly do. And there's many areas of a perfect life, and for everybody, a perfect life is something different. For me, my story began in the world of health, and what we'll probably get to today is that in my exploration of root causes, and we'll talk about why we're going to talk about root causes, but in my exploration, of root causes, I discovered that all health problems begin in the mind. And that's why today I work with the mind and help people, I teach people how to manifest their dreams. Like I said, it all began for me with health. And if I may share a little story about how it began?
Sure, absolutely.
Thank you. So my daughter was 12 years old. And she comes to me one day. Now, she was going to public school at the time. And she was a good kid. This is a kid who went to school. There was no problems with her wanting to, you know, not go to school, anything, right? And she comes to me and she says, "Daddy, my stomach hurts." And I said, "Cool, you know, it's okay. You know, you can stay home for today, you know." But when it came time for lunch, she wasn't hungry. And when it came time for dinner, she wasn't hungry. So the next day, we made an appointment with the pediatrician. And we take her to the pediatrician, who says, really, I have no idea. We shouldn't say that in so many words. But basically did not have an idea and sent us home and told us to wait a couple of days and call if it got worse. It got worse. So I called.
Like she just wasn't eating at all?
Anything she ate, she threw up immediately.
Oh.
Even keeping liquids down. If it wasn't just pure water, and she threw up the water sometimes too. She was in constant pain, extreme pain. And I called the pediatrician who says, "Listen, you know, why don't we get her into the hospital? You know, I'll admit her into the hospital. We'll do a bunch of tests."
Yeah, at that point, she was probably pretty dehydrated, too.
Yeah. You know, it was getting bad. Mm-hmm. And so we're in the hospital, and they're doing all these tests. And I when I do this story on stage, I tell this whole funny thing about there were tubes going everywhere, okay? Because there were tubes. That's my vision of the scene, is there were tubes, you know, from every pole, from every corner of the room going into her body. And over the next 3 days, they poked and prodded every inch of this little girl, both inside and out, okay? Because they're sticking tubes down her throat and they're sticking... Anyway. And just imagine what that's like for the father.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, my
feeling totally helpless.
Totally helpless.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. I mean, my job as the father, you know, this was a belief of mine that I had, that
right.
I held very firmly, was to protect.
Right.
Right? And here I am in a situation where my daughter is being tortured by the very people that are, you know, supposedly helping her,
mm-hmm.
and they haven't a clue, mm-hmm. and she's not getting better, she's getting worse.
Right.
Right? And there's nothing I can do. And so at the end of 3 days, and we won't talk about how much that cost, but at the end of 3 days, they sent us home with a couple of medications and told us to see how things go. They had no answer. They had not a clue.
And she wasn't any better at this point.
No, not at all. I don't know if I could tell this joke on the radio. Has something to do with what the medication did to the color of her urine. But, okay. And I tell it a whole lot funnier on stage. So,
wow.
Now.
She's probably terrified too at this point because she's not getting any better.
You know, she was more wrapped up in the pain, I think.
Hmm.
You know, I never really saw, I don't remember any conversations about her fear, but she was just in pain all the time.
And, what, you know, kind of looking, I'm sure, at a parent saying, why can't you take this away?
Right.
Why can't you make
it
better?
Well, there was that.
Yeah.
There was some of that, for sure.
Hmm.
And I'm doing everything I possibly can. Anyway, let's get back to the story. So it was probably a week later that it became excruciating for her, and we're back in the ER. And they admit us again, and they start doing some more tests, different kinds of tests. So it was another 2 days of tests. Finally, they come to me, and they say, the tests show nothing. We've ordered a psych consult.
Hmm.
At this point, I pretty much told them what they could do with their psych consult, because they were basically saying she was crazy, and I knew that was not the case.
Mm-hmm.
So I told them what they could do with their psych consult, and we checked out of the hospital. We're back at home. I haven't a clue what we can do. My daughter is dying.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And I had been buying products from a local health food store. In fact, I'm going to shout out. Can I do that?
Sure.
Abby's Health Food in Tampa on Northdale Mabry. Abby's. And if you happen to be listening, Abby, hi. But I was buying products from Abby's Health Food at the time. I love this store. Abby, at the time, Abby was always there to help you with whatever your problem was. So I actually scheduled some time with her and explained what was going on. I brought my daughter down there, and she said, listen, there's a lady out in Brandon. Go see her. That's all I knew. Go see this lady. I had a name, an address, a phone number. Just go see her.
Hmm.
And I'm like, so again, this is on stage, okay? But
right.
I love telling this story because what I envisioned at the time was a cauldron.
Oh,
in a big black pot, you know, it's about 3 feet wide,
mm-hmm.
it's about 3 feet off the ground, it's sitting on fire, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and there's three witches standing around, they're throwing an eye of newt and a wing of bat, you know, and this is what I envisioned.
Sure.
And when we got there, it was a lady sitting in a very small office with a computer and another little device that had a metal plate on the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And over the next 90 minutes, she tested some 2,000 items by having my daughter hold a copper rod in one hand, and she held a copper probe in her hand and touched various parts of the fingers and the toes. And was able at the end of that 90 minutes to give us a list of the foods my daughter could eat and the foods my daughter could not eat. She gave us the names of the four parasites that were in my daughter's pancreas.
Wow.
Okay, the hospital couldn't even identify pancreas. She gave us, oh my God, we left with about 7 bottles of products. But what was cool is that every product had been tested by that machine that had the metal plate on it,
mm-hmm.
tested by the machine to say, yes, this will help my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, given
so
right
you
now.
Both left with hope.
We left thinking, oh my God, this is going to work. This is amazing. I've never mm-hmm. seen this device. This lady told me stories that blew my mind. Apparently in Germany, I have not gone to Germany to see this, but apparently in Germany, when you have a cold, the first thing you do is have this test done. And what this test was called is electrodermal screening.
Hmm.
Or also called electrodermal testing.
Okay.
And that began my, God, what's it been? Over 20 years now, journey of studying root causes of ailments.
So one of the causes, obviously, must have been the parasites that were in our pancreas.
Well, and you know, my first question, one of my questions was,
how did they get there?
How did they get there?
Right.
And we actually found that out as well.
How did they get there?
Because, now, mind you, we're like 4 weeks into this illness, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever had occurred in my daughter's life before the illness, we'd forgotten. It was only from this lady. She's just like, all right, so how long have you been sick? And we figured out it's been about 4 weeks. And what were you doing like in the 2 weeks before that? And we're looking on the calendar. Well, that would have been this best friend's birthday party. And you were swimming in a lake.
Oh, the parasites were in the lake.
We're in the lake.
Oh, my gosh. And she was susceptible, obviously.
She was susceptible, right? None of the other kids got sick.
Hmm.
We were told that these particular parasites are often found on water fountains.
Oh, okay.
Now, before you freak out, okay, and you know, like, right, I believe, and this is what the holistic healthcare world believes, which is contrary to, what's the word, allegoric?
Allopathic.
Yeah. Allopathic medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Allopathic medicine says disease comes from the outside.
Right, and actually it comes from the inside.
Well, holistic healthcare, yeah. Modalities, that mentality says no, disease, that which could cause disease is everywhere, all
mm-hmm.
the time.
Mm-hmm.
It is only when the internal terrain mm-hmm. is weakened and unable to normally fight it off,
mm-hmm.
then you get sick.
Can I interject here?
Please.
Because it's the perfect time to mention this. There are actually 2 tests, and I'm sure you know about these. But one is called a C-reactive protein test.
Okay.
And it's a blood lab that you ask your doctor when you're going in for your physical to order for you. But it measures the level of inflammation in your body. And all disease literally comes from inflammation.
Yeah.
And so if you keep your inflammation score low, you want it to be a 1 or less, then you're going to be able to fight off almost every disease that's out there. So it fits with what we're talking about. The other aspect, and even though we're down here in Florida, the Sunshine State, is a D3 test. And mm-hmm. a D3 measures your immune system. So you want that number to be around 70. Most people, it's right between maybe 35 and say 50. So they don't have as good an opportunity to fight off flus, colds, any other kind of infection that might be out there.
And your point about Florida is that vitamin D comes from the sun.
From the sun. But we're not out in the sun, even though we're here. We're not out on with bare skin exposed
right.
for 30 minutes, which is required every single day. Because
even
D3,
I don't do that.
Yeah, you need 30 minutes of sunshine on bare skin. So if you have the privacy of a fenced-in yard where you can walk out nude, or you can at least have not very much on 30 minutes a day, you're going to be fine. But otherwise, a D3 capsule at 10,000 milligrams is what you need. They have them at 10. They also have them, you know, at 5,000, and just take 2 of them. But they're tiny, tiny little round balls of vitamin D that's usually suspended in coconut oil. And so some people will go, oh my gosh, why is it white? Well, if you hold it in your hand for just a couple of seconds,
it'll melt.
So coconut oil does become white. But yeah, those two things are how we stay healthy. And yet the majority of people kind of go willy-nilly through life going, you know, well, my parents lived to be an old age. Well, we're exposed now so much more. Here in Pinellas County, for those who are listening in this area, and maybe even where you are, wherever that is, tire dust. We have so much tire dust floating around because of all the cars that are out on the roads. And so you have a very fine black dust that settles on your car. It settles on any outdoor tables, but it's there. And we're breathing that into our lungs constantly. So, you know, that's eroding the very quality of health because we have to have our lungs to breathe. So you can live without water for a while. You can live without food for about 30 days, but you can't live without
air.
Your lungs and air for more than a minute or a minute and a half, something like that. And then you're going to go into respiratory arrest. So go ahead. But I wanted to point that out because I think people need to understand that the power to stay healthy, once you know your baseline of where you are with your D3 and once you know your C-reactive protein baseline, you can do something to get that part of your body healthy again.
Yes, yes. Well, responsibility is something you mentioned in the introduction,
mm-hmm.
and responsibility is the key pretty much to everything in life. And it's the key in wellness because only you can be responsible for your own health.
Absolutely.
And if you're listening to someone else and taking their word as the final word, you've abdicated responsibility.
Right.
You've given it up.
Right.
And at that point, you're no longer in control of your health. They are.
They are. And that happens to how many people that go to the doctor and they
all
start... Yeah, they start saying, you need to take this prescription.
Right.
And I'm like jumping up and down on the sideline going, please don't. Please don't.
Now, if I could take... you began, when you were talking about those two tests,
mm-hmm.
you started that by talking about a blood test.
Mm-hmm.
Blood tests... So the topic... that I talk about is how to be well without doctors, drugs, and surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And a blood test, though they're good, and I've had blood tests, and I'm not saying don't have a blood test, they are invasive.
Sure, they are.
A needle is breaking your skin. It's breaking both the surface level skin. It's now breaking the layer that holds the blood in a tube,
mm-hmm.
right, going into a vein, and you've introduced a foreign object into the body.
Right.
What if... instead, I could simply have you hold your fingers in a certain way, and I could test your immune system.
That would work too.
Wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And what if I could test your stress levels, and I could test every single functioning system and every organ in your body multiple ways, from multiple directions, from multiple angles and perspectives?
Mm-hmm.
And without sticking anything into your body.
Right.
Simply on the surface, touching you. We can do this. Okay. And this is non-invasive.
Right.
And what's really cool about, what I'm talking about here is applied kinesiology.
Right.
What are called, I forgot what they're called. All the 300 test points are called, they could be called meridian points, but that's not the word I'm looking for.
Acupressure points?
That's that as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
It all has to do with what's called the meridian system,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, it's funny. When I took anatomy and physiology, which I did as an adult, and the book is something like 600 pages long,
mm-hmm.
okay? And we only did, in an entire semester, we only did half the book. But there's not a single word in that 600-page book about the meridian system.
Right. I think, unfortunately, most of our teaching of people in the medical field today, they have forgotten that we are energetic beings in a body. And if you don't understand that part, then you can't really understand health and wellness.
Yes.
Is they go together. So if the energetic vibrational quality of us as people is damaged in some way, shape, or form, then, you know, we're fighting an uphill battle to stay healthy.
Yes.
So you have to correct that end of it.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm.
And we can use that same system to test as well.
Yes.
Right? So what for our listeners here, what is the meridian system in a nutshell?
Mm-hmm.
In your body, you have, first of all, you have a chemical system. You have blood. You have oxygen. You have gases like other nitrogen and things like that. And these chemicals float around your body and they affect the functioning of your body.
Right.
When they are off, you're off.
You're off.
Right? You get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the next level, you have an electrical system in your body. Okay, these are your nerves. These are not only the central nervous system and not just the brain. These nerves go all the way out to the touch sensors on the tips of your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And they all work together. All right, so that's your electrical system. The next, and the next thing would be you now have an energy system.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a, what I, so I just realized I'm talking about systems. There's also what I call the dimensions of the human body, and there's one other dimension. So there's the chemical dimension of the human body. This is the one I skipped. The mechanical dimension of the human body. You have structure to you. You have a structure made up of bones, and you have ligaments tied to those bones and muscles tied to those ligaments.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're built up on that structure, and that's a whole dimension of holistic healthcare.
Right.
So the chemical, mechanical, electrical, and then the highest one is energy.
As energy. Mm-hmm.
Right? It, at every level, at any one of these levels, we can treat you. By the way, the word treat is a medical term owned by the medical community, and I in no way imply anything having to do with that community. When I use that word, think of it like treats on Halloween. We can help you feel better. Okay, at every one of those levels.
Yeah, and it's an educational process, you know, really and truly, because you have to take the person at their maybe faulty educational understanding and give them a new understanding that helps them actually take control of their health.
Precisely. Well, actually, you just touched on, we just touched on where I went. So when I come back to root causes, because
mm-hmm.
that's the fun part here.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm going to use me as an example, all right? So I used to have terrible stomach pains, problems having to do with digestion.
Okay.
Still do from some time to time. And I also had terrible back pain. And I mean like every part of my back. From neck, shoulders, upper back, middle back, lower back, just everything.
Hmm.
And I was in my 20s. Okay. And I was seeing a chiropractor 3 times a week, every week. And every week, he would adjust the vertebra that affects, when you look at the chart of where the nerves go, and the nerve comes from the brain through the spine, comes out this particular vertebra right here, and that's the nerve, that's the nerve that controls the stomach.
Okay.
Ah, so that's the vertebra that's misaligned. So we adjust that, my stomach pain goes away, my back pain, lower back pain goes away, and 3 days later, it's all back.
Hmm.
Why? What is the root cause? Yes, chiropractor, you are absolutely correct. That vertebra was the root cause to my stomach. What's the root cause to the vertebra? Ah, so we get to a modality called upper cervical chiropractic.
Never heard of that one.
It's cool. So whereas the chiropractor manipulates the vertebra manually, physically,
mm-hmm.
they're physically moving your vertebra. Upper cervical chiropractic measures the position of the top two bones of the spine. That's all. That's all they care about.
So C1 and 2.
C1 and C2.
Mm-hmm.
Which are not even vertebrae, technically, right? Because they are the platform on which the skull
sits. Mm-hmm.
So all they're doing is with x-rays, with MRI, with ultrasound, they can measure the exact position, the computer-level precision, about where those bones are and where they should be.
Mm-hmm.
Then they use ultrasound to gently move them into the exact spot where they should be. Just C1 and C2.
I'm even wondering then if sometimes a child, you know, that's born might have had it misaligned coming through the birth canal.
Forceps.
Then they sort of, it stays there until it is readjusted.
Absolutely.
So they could grow into being an adult with all kinds of issues.
All kinds of problems.
That started at birth.
Absolutely. So if, and if you suspect that your vertebrae are misaligned, pick one of these modalities, and we're going to go on with several more here. Mm-hmm. And we have actually one more. But let's, with upper cervical chiropractic, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. They're adjusting C1 and C2 to computer level
with
precision.
An ultrasound.
With an ultrasound.
Wow.
And you know what happens?
They get better.
The rest of the spine fixes itself.
Sure. Because it would be, I guess I'm thinking like of a blind. When you pull a blind up, mm-hmm. you have all of those little panels, right, mm-hmm. in between. But if the top cord is twisted, they don't go up together.
Right.
They kind of go up whopper-jawed. And so that's the way...
Technical term.
But that would be the way your spine would work, is if the top part was twisted in any way, then you cannot pull it up smoothly. So therefore, the functioning of your arms, your legs, your lower back are going to be in misalignment.
Yes.
Much the same way a blind would be.
And that is an explanation at the mechanical level.
Right.
I could give you an electrical explanation. I could give you an energetic explanation.
Right.
Okay. Upper cervical. Mm-hmm. Cool. Fixes the rest of the spine. You don't have to see a chiropractor anymore because they fix C1, C2.
Right.
Ah, well, what's above that? There are 27 bones to the skull. Mm-hmm. And they move despite what conventional medicine says. We've already proved from an experiment that they did with the space shuttle, actually. It's been NASA. Mm-hmm. The astronauts would come back from space sick. There's no germs up there. How did they get sick? How did they become ill in space? And what they found is that the bones of the skull move at the micron level. Just a couple microns. Mm-hmm. But if they they get jammed up. And then what causes them to get jammed up is stress.
Okay.
Back to your, stress and right, what affects at the chemical level. Okay. So at the mechanical level, the stress causes a tissue matter called the dura mater around the skull to tighten, and it causes these bones to get jammed up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they can't move freely with your breath. They're supposed to move freely as you breathe.
Okay. And they couldn't in space.
And they can't in space. Right. So enter the modality called cranial sacral. Release. No, not cranial sacral.
Oh, okay.
I understand it's similar. Uh-huh. I like cranial release.
Okay.
It's different and similar.
Uh-huh.
Cranial release adjusts the 27 bones of the skull.
So how do they do that?
Well, over 100 years ago, they used to actually do it one at a time, and it was a very long, arduous process.
I would think.
Okay.
Wow.
And about 15 years ago, they discovered the effect of the dura mater.
Mm-hmm.
And all they have to do now is to create the right stretch. So when they find out which bone is misaligned, they can find that out through testing. And then they know the right stretch for that bone. And they just stretch. So in my case, many times, he'll be pushing down on the shoulder and then pushing in the opposite direction of my head. Okay? Causing the muscles through the neck to stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to hold it for a certain number of seconds. And then when he lets go, the fact that tension is now released causes the entire muscle strain, the entire whole connection of the muscle, to release.
So where do people find somebody doing cranial release?
Easy.
Okay.
Go to cranialrelease.com.
Uh-huh.
Cranialrelease.com. And there's a section on that website to find a practitioner in your zip code. So you put in a zip code. And by the way, what the heck? I did another shout out, so I might as well do another one here. If you happen to be in the Palm Harbor, Tampa Bay, Clearwater area, Dr. Clark Walters in Dunedin is awesome. So a little shout out for him there too.
That's awesome. Now, I'm curious because I know that some listeners are going to say, well, is this covered by insurance?
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Here's the bad news. And I'm going to sound a little bit like a conspiratorialist.
Conspiracy person?
Yes, exactly. Thank you. Without getting into a fight with the medical community,
mm-hmm.
there is a tendency, and it's no doctor's fault, believe me, it's no doctor's fault. It begins at the top of the medical community to keep us just sick enough that we are still alive.
Uh-huh.
Right? And we keep buying services and we keep buying products and we, uh-huh. you know, drugs and whatnot, uh-huh. right? And we are, through our food and through the medical world, we are being kept just sick enough.
Well, I think a lot of the listeners are hopefully very well aware of how powerful the pharmaceutical industry is.
Yeah.
And the lobbyists that are assigned to all of our senators and congressmen are just incredible from the pharmaceutical world.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, they would go out of business if people really sat up and paid attention and decided that they wanted to take responsibility for getting well, because all of a sudden, nobody would be buying their drugs. So I'm hoping that those that are listening to today's show...
Well, I'll tell you what, may I caveat that?
Yeah, sure.
Let me just caveat that. So we talked about, was it allopathic?
Yeah, allopathic.
Allopathic medicine versus holistic healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in trauma,
mm-hmm.
if you're going to stop breathing...
Go to a doctor.
If you have a heart attack...
Yeah, go to the emergency room.
You go to the emergency room, because if there's one thing this country is the best at in the world, it's bringing you back from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And keeping you alive.
Right.
On the other hand, if you are in pain, or if you are suffering from things that are affecting your standard of living,
mm-hmm.
your level of enjoyment of life, go to holistic healthcare.
Right. And begin to do, you know, some homework. I mean, really and truly understand what it takes to stay healthy. You know, again, people have heard me talk about this, but when my husband, who is coming up on being deceased 2 years now, but when he was diagnosed in 2006 with breast cancer, it was very easy after a period of time to see all of the reasons why he had become susceptible to something like breast cancer. It's 1% of men. But every single disease that we have, you can trace the origins back to patterns of behavior, thought process. I mean, it's all there. But we have to be willing to kind of do our own personal homework, I think, here.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Perfect. So that brings us back to root causes.
Mm-hmm.
So we just covered mechanical.
Mm-hmm.
The next dimension of the human body and the next level is electrical.
Right.
So when, for example, when the vertebra misalign, it's like a garden hose.
Sure, kink.
There's a kink in the hose.
Right.
And the electrical signals are not able to get through accurately and, you know, correctly and, you know, when they need to.
Right.
So that's why, you know, getting the vertebra correct is so important. The electrical system of the body is very intricate, and there's things we can do to deal with issues in our lives. So, for example, my back pain, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Even when I found a practitioner who was doing something even better than regular chiropractic before I learned about cranial release,
mm-hmm.
I was still in pain.
Mm.
And I met a guy who had a device that was made in Russia.
Really?
Yeah. And because what they, I'll tell you what, Russia is way beyond the United States when it comes to holistic healthcare.
Oh, so is China and Japan.
Absolutely, absolutely.
We are back in the, but they don't also have the powerful pharmaceutical drug companies.
They don't. That's so. Correct. And they don't have the ability to handle trauma like we can.
Right.
All right. So, you know, it's best of both worlds here.
Mm-hmm.
So this device was made by the Russian Space Administration for the cosmonauts,
mm-hmm.
so that when they were up in space, if anything came up, if they got, you know, had pain, they could deal with it with this device. And it's a little electronic device, and it basically, it's very smart. So it finds, it turns out, I know I'm jumping all over the place, I'm trying to get my thoughts straight. It turns out that weak cells, cells that are sick in the body,
that are dying.
That are dying or sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to condemn them to dying yet, but they're not doing well. Okay.
Well, we have a process called apoptosis.
Oh, yeah.
And we do have to have cells,
yes.
that constantly are sloughing off,
yes.
in order to have new cells come on.
Okay.
Because if we didn't do that, we'd have a whole bunch of dead cells in our body.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, we do get rid You're of right. those old cells.
So what this device does is it turns, because weak cells, they can be polarized.
Okay.
Meaning, so like think of polarized sunglasses or think of magnets. And that's the key one. Think of magnets.
Okay.
So when you have a magnet, it's polarized. There's a north side and a south side. And another, you know, it could attract metal. It could attract another magnet. Well, when the cells are sick, they could be polarized. So what this device does is it attempts to polarize the cells under the two metal contacts to get them to line up electrically to pass a current. And if it can, the device now knows we found a bunch of weak cells that need to be strengthened.
Okay.
All right. Now, one of the cool things I learned in anatomy and physiology class is that a healthy cell has an electrical voltage from the inside to the outside. It's like a little battery. 0.07 volts from the inside to the outside. And if you, if anybody in the audience happens to be an electrical engineer like I was, what they really are, they're not batteries, they're capacitors.
Okay.
Okay. And they hold a charge until they get discharged. And when they're weak, they're not healthy, their voltage is less than 0.07 volts. And a dead cell has 0 volts from the inside to the outside. Okay. So we found a bunch of weak cells with this device. It's really cool. And the device will stick at that point because it's like two magnets attracting each other.
So it tells you right where it is.
It tells you exactly where you need to use the device. Then all you do is hold it there. And it charges up the cells like little, like capacitors, like little batteries.
Is it like a PEMF device?
That's even better. We'll get to that next.
Okay.
Because that's in the energy world.
Okay.
Okay, this is electrical. We're actually on contact to the skin, pulsing the skin with signals, with electrical impulses.
So what's this device called?
This one's called a Scanar. S-C-E-N-A-R.
And is it something that people can go online and buy?
You can Google it. I also have connections still with the guy who gets them from Russia, so I can get them for you. And my website is ideserveaperfectlife.com.
Okay.
And then health is a big part of that.
Okay. So do they click on like a health click and then find the Scanar?
No, in this context, go to my website and send me a message through Contact Me.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I want to spell it again on, just in case.
I deserve a perfect life.
And the device is again called a...
The device is a Scanar. S-C-E-N-A-R.
Okay.
And if you Google that, you'll find articles and you'll find other Scanar devices and they're out there. I mean, this is a device that the holistic healthcare world knows about.
So basically, it tells you where the difficulty is, where your problem is, and then you hold it there.
Just hold it there.
And then it begins to heal.
And
that
it charges
area.
Up the cells in the area electrically.
So now they're back to emitting the proper charge.
Well, when they have the proper charge, they can no longer be polarized.
I see. Okay.
At which point, the device beeps loudly.
Like
to tell you it's done.
Okay.
You wait till it's done beeping, and then you take the toast out of the oven. You know, you're cooked. Okay, you're finished. You know?
So you might have to have someone help you if this is like a place on your back that you can't reach. You might have to have.
Well, you can also do that because I have. Lay down on the bed or the couch and stick the device under you.
Okay.
If you're dealing with your neck, you can take a pillow and get just crunch the pillow up on that side of your neck to hold the device in place.
Okay, but I was thinking more of identifying where the problem is. So they might have to, have that.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, if you can't reach the area, you just know where the pain is, stick the device over there and use it. You know, you can reach most of your back, you know, because you have another 4 inches. The device is 4 inches long. So
oh, okay.
You have a little extension there on your fingers.
All right. That works. Okay. So
let's move on to energy.
All right.
All right. So that was all dealing with the body at the electrical level.
Right.
At the energy level, it gets even more exciting.
And that's where the PEMF comes in.
All right. We'll do that one first. That's cool.
Okay.
Okay. So PEMF stands for Pulsed Electromagnetic Field. And 3/4 of your audience just said, what? Okay.
Right. I know that we've mentioned this briefly in the past, very briefly, because we've never had a show that just dealt with your energetic field.
Okay.
But yeah, the PEMF is an amazing device for restoring health.
So I'm going to give you the name again. Pulsed, meaning it's pulsing, kind of like a water jet or your shower, you know, pulsing. Electromagnetic, so electromagnetic, field.
And we have a field around our body that actually comes out several inches.
Oh, absolutely.
Around our body.
We definitely generate a field of energy mm-hmm. all the time. Mm-hmm. And people, you know, several inches.
Mm-hmm.
It can go out several feet, several right. miles even. Yeah, we can generate our field as far as we want. It's something we work on.
Yeah, once you learn how to
once
do it.
Once you learn how to do that, yes.
Exactly.
Okay, so PEMF.
Mm-hmm.
So what it does, think about how I was an engineer,
mm-hmm.
and I took physics, and I just loved physics, because physics tells you how the universe works. So we're going to go to physics class now, and we're going to look at a generator.
Mm-hmm.
How does the generator in your car work? The way it works is, I just want to make sure I'm getting this right. Okay, the way it works is we're moving something mechanically, creating magnets to move, which creates a magnetic field. We're creating a magnetic field and we're running a wire through it. That's what it comes down to. We take a magnetic field and we take a wire, and when you hold a wire in a moving magnetic field, you get an electrical current. I know I've lost everybody. I realize, even
so
myself.
Are we the wire?
You're the wire.
Okay, that's
your
what I want.
Your cells are the wire.
All right.
Okay.
So that helps clarify for people. Is
right.
Think of yourself as the wire going through this energetic field.
Well, it's actually the other way around. The energetic field is moving around you.
Okay.
And you are the stationary wire.
Okay.
Okay. And as a result, and not just you, every single individual cell one at
in
a time
body.
In your body is the wire.
Right.
Okay. So what happens? We create an electrical current, charging up the cells without having to touch them.
And that's the PEMF.
And that's the PEMF. It does the same thing that the Scanner did. It charged
mm-hmm.
up the cells.
Right.
But it did it without contact.
Right. So now my understanding of there's a number of devices that are out there that are called PEMF devices.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Boomers actually represents one that's called a Beamer, and that's made in Germany.
And
it's been around for quite a number of years now. But the key for a lot of these is that you lay on them for a period of, I think, starting with 8 minutes in the morning and 8 minutes at night. And it's beginning to reestablish capillary action, because for a lot of individuals, their capillaries begin to dissipate.
Constrict.
Yeah, they with
stress.
Right. Well, not only from stress, but from age and from illness, which is a type of stress. But anybody who is diabetic in particular, they're losing the capillary action in their toes, in their feet, in their hands, different extremity parts. And that's where they're going to possibly have to have an amputation. So looking at something like a PEMF, you can restore the capillary action in those extremities and avoid having amputations. So I hope people that are truly listening to this that have a family member, you know, that maybe is diabetic and on insulin, and they're, you know, getting concerned now about possibly facing an amputation or something along those lines. Look at one of these PEMF mats. They're not inexpensive because they are hospital grade. But you know what I found out, which fascinates me, and again, it kind of goes back to the conspiracy theory of pharmaceuticals, is these mats in Europe are very common. You can go into hospitals, you can go into clinics, you can go into any wellness center, and they have PEMF mats. And that's how they treat their patients.
A lot of them. Yes, absolutely.
And people that have had concussions
mm-hmm.
do amazingly well with a PEMF mat. I have a person that I met several months ago that was in a bad car accident. And he is in the upper part of Florida. He's in the UP. No, I don't think they call it the Upper Peninsula, but
yeah,
it's
UP.
UP of Florida.
Florida. I'm thinking
yeah.
Michigan.
Yeah,
sorry.
Michigan. Yeah, no, the Upper
Peninsula.
The panhandle part. And so what happened to him is I was sending him all kinds of links to, you know, find a clinic up there. There are none.
Really?
Even getting to Mobile, Alabama. and finding a center, because hyperbaric chambers help brain trauma, and the PEMF mat really helps with brain trauma, reverses it. You know, it's like, no, they wanted to put him on all of this pain medication, which doesn't do his body one bit of good.
Didn't fix anything. It just hid the pain.
Exactly. Right. So it's so frustrating when you know, like what you know and what I know, that there are answers.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, in America, we still don't have the preventative part. We don't have the way to... I mean, they're there, but so many people live through their insurance. They don't have the extra money to go buy a mat, you know, buy any of these kind of devices.
Well,
and to that end,
they don't have to be expensive.
Right.
If you Google PEMF, those initials, PEMF, there's a whole bunch of products that are PEMF, from handheld devices to little wands to... the belts that you can wear. There's all kinds of PEMFs out there.
So you don't have to do the super expensive ones.
Right, you don't have to. Now, you want a nice, high-quality grade, sure, go for it.
So if somebody wanted to contact you about some advice on where to find, you know, the best PEMF mat for their money, they could contact you and you would give them a little guidance?
To be honest with you, I have not studied the best products in this field, but if you want advice on what to do, some suggestions on what to do to get started in being responsible for your own health, yeah, sure. Contact me through the website. My phone number is on the website. I'm going to give the phone number now.
Yeah, sure.
813-841-5583. So you can call me. You can contact me through the website. The email is paul@ideserveaperfectlife.com. Reach out and I'll, talk.
In that capacity, you could even be like their health coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you do a lot of mentoring, so we might get you started off in maybe a slightly different avenue with some individuals who go, I want to do this. Mm-hmm. It's like going to a gym. I want to get healthy. And so they have somebody at the gym that walks them through the exercises.
Mm-hmm.
You, on the other hand, might be able to say, hey, if you want to take charge of your health, let's, you know, develop a plan.
Yeah.
You know, let me hold you accountable for changing maybe your diet, changing your sleep patterns to something that works better, getting away from devices. I mean, there's so many young people that are glued to, you know, their games or their phones up until right at the time that they turn out the lights.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wonder why they can't sleep. And the blue light from their phone is keeping their brain activated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so to turn everything off an hour at least before bedtime requires discipline. You might have to hold their hand. Say, no, you can't pick that up. You have to go read a book or listen to some music or go look at the stars.
One of the things that I strongly advocate is the use of holistic healthcare practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
So you could go to the health food store and they'll give you some suggestions on what you could buy, but these people are guessing. They're not trained, okay?
Right.
They may have some experience. They may have some training, to be honest with you, but they're not practitioners.
Right.
So I strongly advocate the use of practitioners. When I say practitioner, I mean there's herbalists, people who work with herbs, and that's the chemical dimension.
Right.
There's cranial release practitioners. There's people who have energy devices and
right.
whatnot. So
go to somebody who knows what they're doing.
Absolutely. And that's the advice I'd be giving. You know, you contact me, please do. I'd help you find practitioners. And then here's a speech I've yet to do from stage. I really want to do this speech one day. And that is how to manage your holistic healthcare practitioner. Because we all have an agenda, okay? And so does your holistic healthcare practitioner. They want to sell you as many bottles of product as they can, you know, and book you for as many. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to do it right now, real quick in the nutshell here. If you're in pain, you do whatever the heck they say.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they say, you do it. If you're in pain or you're, you know, right? As soon as you start feeling better, you can start evaluating a little bit, okay?
Well, you talked about kinesiology earlier. And one of the things that works well, and it's so simple to do, is, you know, hold whatever product it is in your hands.
Okay.
And you can just stand there with your eyes closed because you take away one of your senses.
Test.
Yeah. And if you lean forward, your body is saying, yes, thank you. I would like to use this. If it pushes you backward, then it's saying, no, I don't need this. And so you can determine by listening to what your body's telling you.
I teach the lean test. Mm-hmm. I definitely am familiar with the lean test. Gotta be honest, the lean test can be manipulated.
I guess if it would, what would you call that? The placebo effect or something? Like
I could potentially hold a cannoli in my hand and I would lean forward.
That's because your body says, I really want that.
Yes.
right. Okay. But that's your sugar talking.
That is my sugar, my desire for sugar talking.
Exactly. But I think if you can be in a place, you know, where you're kind of centered.
Yes.
As you're doing it.
It can be accurate.
Then it can be quite accurate.
Whereas when you're going to a practitioner and they're doing things like bi-digital O-ring testing,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that is way less, That is way less manipulated.
Right.
More accurate.
Yeah. I've had that done in the past, and it's true. I mean, this, by the way, for those that can't see this, is your thumb and your middle finger.
You can do middle finger or you want to do fourth finger. That's even more accurate.
Oh, okay.
Thumb to fourth finger.
Okay. And you hold it as tightly as you can, and then the individual is going to come through it with their finger. And, you know, if it,
I have a whole passage in my book that, by the way, the name of the book is Your Life Sucks No More.
Okay.
And I have a whole passage in the book that describes
that O-ring.
How to do bi-digital O-ring testing with pictures.
Uh-huh.
And what's really funny is I just read it for the audiobook. And it dawned on me, there's no picture. How is this going to come across?
Right.
So let me take a stab at it here.
Sure, absolutely.
So if you take take one hand, and I call this the testing hand. This is the hand we're going to test. Okay? And you take your thumb, and the tip of your thumb, connect it to the tip of your fourth finger. Mm-hmm. If for some reason you're not physically able to do that, you can go to the third finger. When I say third and fourth, let's define that. Thumb is one. Then what is this?
The pointer finger.
Pointer is two, middle is three, ring finger is four, and pinky is five. So thumb to ring finger. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And if you can't, you can do the middle finger.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And as you hold that there, take your other hand and take the pointing finger of that other hand and stick it through the ring, through the hole.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it does not matter which direction. Just be comfortable as you're doing it, okay? Some people want to do it this, you know. You could turn your hand either way. It does not matter. And now what you're going to do is with some degree of force, you're going to push that finger through the opening, through where the two fingers are touching. So you just take that finger and swish it through where the two other two fingers in the testing hand are touching. All right, cool. That's the process. Now we're going to test it. We're going to do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the easiest thing we could do with it is to test your identity, your name.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to start with my name is Paul, because my name is Paul. And whatever your name is, if you're doing this right now, just do your name in your mind. You say, my name is, and just say your name. And you're going to notice that it takes more force to break through than it was a moment ago when we weren't thinking about anything.
Yeah.
Right? It's more force.
Right.
So what you want to do is you want to figure out how much force that is and back off just a tiny bit so that you're not breaking through.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that degree of force is, and you feel it, you can feel it in your, you know, in your hand, in your finger, that's the yes force.
Okay.
Because your name is whatever name you said. Now we have the fun. Now you say, my name is something else. So I'm going to say, because my name is Paul, I'm going to say, my name is Sue. And look how easy it is. When I'm saying, my name is Sue, your finger just goes right through.
It's true.
Right?
Yeah, I'm doing it, people, just so you know.
So that's a no, because it's not your name.
Right.
Right? Well, now we can do this with anything. So hold a Twinkie, place a Twinkie in your shirt pocket, okay, and ask the question, is this good for me? You know the level of force, which is a yes. you will feel that your finger goes through your finger, you know, through the other fingers, way easier. That's a no.
That's a no. Yeah.
The Twinkie is probably not good for you.
Right.
That doesn't mean you can't have it. You still can.
And you can do this with all kinds of things, like
anything.
Yeah. So I should buy whatever it might be, or this relationship is good for me, or I should take this job.
Do I want to take this job? The question is, do I want to take this job?
Right. Okay, yeah. So you're always asking it as a question.
Yeah.
And then I guess if you're checking for health issues and maybe whether a particular product is a good product for that health issue, you could ask the question, you know, is this product a good product for me to use for my whatever the condition is?
Yeah, you don't even have to name the condition. Is this product good for me?
Okay.
Is all you have to ask.
Okay.
What's really cool is you can then use it for quantity. Should I take one? Yes. Should I take two? Yes. Should I take three? Yes. Should I take four? No. Take three a day.
Okay.
Your body
sense.
Knows.
Yeah, your body does know.
You know, I mean, do this with herbal products where you can't overdose. Don't do this with drugs, please.
Right.
Okay.
You know, and for those, again, that might be listening out there that have experimented with edibles, with marijuana, that does not mean that you say, you know, three brownies or three chocolate chip cookies, because that might not be so good for you.
I have not done that testing with marijuana yet, but that's an interesting test to be done. Listen, if you're out there and you're doing that, just do the test before you, you know, do it first, make sure it's good for you.
Right,
I believe it is.
Right. Oh my gosh. I had to laugh the other day because I had not heard it's a YouTube video, but I guess in Denver there was a police officer. Maybe you know about this, but there was a police officer that had confiscated liquid marijuana from an arrest. Mm-hmm. He took it home. He and his wife made brownies with it, but he didn't realize, because he'd never done edibles, that you don't want to eat a lot because you don't know what it's going to do to you.
Right.
And so he calls the 911 line because he thinks he's dying. And you can't die from an overdose.
No, you
You're going to go to sleep maybe for a number of
hours. Well, you may not be able to sleep. Sometimes your mind just won't shut off.
Yeah.
But just go through it.
Yeah.
You know, through it.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
It was a very funny video that somebody had shared with me, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Edibles do have that effect, yes.
Right.
So how are we doing?
We've got about 3 minutes left, so I want to make sure that you again have an opportunity to let people know what you can do to help them live a healthier life, you know, on all of these levels.
Well, you know, I've been through all those levels that we've talked about, the dimensions of the physical body.
Mm-hmm.
And I can coach you through what you can do, you know, things you could do.
Mm-hmm.
But what I found, the next level up from that, after energy, is to go into the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And when we go into the mind and we look for root causes, we find beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I deal today.
Okay. So I want you to have that as a whole separate show.
Of course.
And we'll look at how beliefs can either make you successful and healthy.
And healthy.
Or they can
sick
cause you to be
die.
Yeah, sick and to die. And we have certainly a number of people that fall into those categories where their belief system is poisoning them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So that will be a terrific next show, maybe, when I have you back. So everybody that is out there that has listened to the show today, I want to remind you that if you miss the live show, because, you know, it is on Fridays, noon to 1 o'clock. So if that is not a convenient time because you're having a healthy lunch someplace, then, or maybe you're going to the gym during your lunch hour. If that's the case, then they are archived on my website at Synergy, Synergy, connectionradio.com. And when you go to that website, the landing page will also have a connection now to Boomer's products. And you can click right on the Boomer product logo, and it takes you immediately into their website where you can order. You can set up an online account, and you can order from the convenience of your home. If you do use my first name, Lucy, L-U-C-Y, in the promo code. You're going to get $5 off of each and every order that you make. So it's the company's way of saying, you know, thank you for promoting them, and they're allowing customers to benefit by taking that $5 off. So I hope that everyone has enjoyed the show today, and I do hope you go out there and make this your very best life. Thank you, Paul, for coming back.
Thank you.